This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China has reopened its borders to international visitors for the first time since travel restrictions were imposed at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The easing of restrictions marks the final unraveling of the country's controversial zero COVID policy. For the past few years, it's shielded China's 1.4 billion people from the virus, but also cut them off from the rest of the world. Now, incoming travelers will no longer need to quarantine, only provide a negative PCR test taken within the previous 48 hours. At Beijing Capital International Airport, long-awaited reunions at the arrivals hall that would have been impossible just a day ago are finally a reality.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Officials in Senegal and President Macky Sall said in statements 38 people died and about 80 were wounded in central Senegal after two buses collided in the early hours of Sunday. The crash, one of the deadliest in the West African country's recent memory, was on one of the main east-west arteries about 220 kilometers southeast of the capital, Dakar. The UN says one of its top officials has met with the Taliban government's higher education minister. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The minister says the ban is necessary to prevent the mixing of genders in universities and because he believes some subjects violate Islamic principles. There's also a ban on Afghan women working for national and international non-governmental groups. The UN mission in Afghanistan said Saturday the UN special envoy called for the urgent lifting of these bans as the country is entering a new period of crisis. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border later Sunday for a firsthand look at border security. The stop in El Paso, Texas, will be his first visit to the border as president. Republicans have hammered him as soft on security, while a large number of migrants are crossing in spirals. El Paso is currently the biggest corridor for illegal migrants, because of Nicaraguans fleeing their country. They're among migrants from four countries who are now subjected to quick expulsion from the border under new U.S. rules. Allies of Britain's royal family are pushing back against claims made by Prince Harry in his new memoir. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The book paints the monarchy as a cold and callous institution. Buckingham Palace has not officially commented on Spare, but British newspapers and websites brimmed Saturday with quotes from unnamed royal insiders who rebutted Harry's accusations. Harry has said he expects counterattacks from the palace over the book, which is due to be published on Tuesday. The Associated Press obtained an early copy of the book, which recounts Harry's grief at the death of his mother in 1997. It all describes the tense relationship with elder brother Prince William and growing disenchantment with royal life. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Australia's northwest is facing a 1-in-100-year flood crisis, according to an official, as many communities were stranded and prompted hundreds of evacuations, authorities said on Sunday. The crisis in the Kimberley, an area in Western Australia state about the size of California, was sparked last week by a severe weather system with a former tropical cyclone that brought heavy rain.
Now, as we know, people in the Kimberley are experiencing a 1-in-100-year flood event, the worst flooding Western Australia has had in its history.
Western Australia Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson, the Fitzroy Crossing, a community of around 1,300 people, has been among the worst hit, with supplies having to be airlifted due to flooded roads. Iraqi authorities have reopened Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone in an attempt to ease traffic jams in the capital. The heavily fortified area was closed and opened several times in the past years. Starting in the early hours of Sunday, Iraqi authorities removed checkpoints and opened major roads and tunnels that cut through the green zone. I'm Joe Ramsey.